One of the joys of having a bird feeder in your yard is seeing and identifying who comes to dine with you. But as Mary McCann observes in today's Bird Note, nowadays that can be a bit confusing.
A listener recently wrote us, "Years ago, some of the birds at my feeder were the rufous-sided towhee, Oregon junco, and red-shafted flicker. But I can't find them in my current field guides. They're gone, and so are the marsh hawk and sparrow hawk." Well, the listener's right. Some of these long familiar bird names have passed into history. The study of birds, like any science, remains a work in progress. New findings about birds' DNA or other attributes bring changes in classification of species, which often result in new names. Take the rufous-sided towhee, found across North America. Differences between its western and eastern forms, plumage, songs, genetics, brought an official split into two distinct species, the spotted towhee in the west. The eastern towhee in the east. The red-shafted flicker, on the other hand, was lumped with the yellow-shafted flicker because so many hybrids were found. Now they all fly from tree to tree as the northern flicker. But where have the marsh hawk and sparrow hawk gone? Check your field guide for the northern harrier and the American kestrel.
I'm Mary McCann.
And if you like, you can flit on over to our website, loe.org, for some pictures.